When we left off last week, the physical resurrection of Jesus from the dead was said to have been the cornerstone of the Christian faith. I said that it's the one miracle that authenticates that Jesus really is who he claims to be. It doesn't just do that, it gives meaning to everything that Jesus did. It gives meaning to the idea of God coming to earth as a man. It means he didn't just come to hang out, teach us some good ideas, observe our suffering, and then just leave this world. It means God actually came and did something. He did something that mattered to every one of us, doing what we could never do, overcoming death. Because of our rebellion from sin, from God, sin and death have become a reality for us. And we no longer enjoy the closeness with God that we were made for. Sin, our rebellion from God, stands in our way now, having that kind of relationship with God. And death is the final example of what sin has done to our lives. It's that final separation from God that's eternal. But God's will is to end death's power over us. That's his plan. And he did that by dying for us, like us, taking the death that we would experience, and then destroying death by rising again, breaking its power to keep us from God, not just now, but for eternity. That way we could know God as he originally intended it, as the story is supposed to end. We're going to explore more of the consequences of Jesus' death and resurrection in the next session. But we have to pause and say, okay, that's a nice story, but did it actually happen? Did Jesus actually die and actually rise from the dead? Because who cares what the consequences are? Because if it didn't happen, they don't matter. The picture you see on screen I actually took. It's from a vacation I took with my wife to Orlando. I was there for a conference and stuck around for about a week afterwards, and we decided to go to the Holy Land experience. Only in Orlando could they have like a Christian theme park. We went half to kind of, you know, see what it was about and learn maybe, but half just to laugh because we knew it was going to be hokey. And so we went, and every single day they have a passion play. They reenact Jesus' death, the last, you know, week of his life and his death and resurrection from the dead. They do it every day. And this picture is taken at the moment that Jesus appears resurrected from the dead. It's totally faked. A earring? No, it's his microphone. It's his Garth Brooks microphone. That's what you're seeing there. But it's totally faked, right? Yeah, he has a Garth Brooks microphone. I'm pretty sure Jesus didn't. There's smoke behind him. That's a smoke machine with the palm trees. You know, it's a nice touch. There's, you know, his billowing robes with the wind machine there to make them flow like that. And he looked completely different from the Jesus who moments ago had gone into the tomb covered in blood, having been beaten nearly to death. So he kind of goes in, this Jesus with his straight, long hair, covered in blood, and the next thing you know, this Jesus here with fabulous hair and completely white, pristine robes has emerged from the top of the same rock. The whole thing's faked, obviously for good reason, but we have to ask, you know, was that what happened in the story we read in the Bible? Was it an elaborate hoax that people believed? Was it really just faked? Was there a body double there too? And a smoke machine, maybe, for effect. Well, that's been a bit of an introduction to the topics we'll be looking at in the next couple days as we explore and try to test out whether Jesus really did rise from the dead. But in the meantime, I've got a question for you to think about, hopefully discuss with some friends, neighbors, colleagues, fellow commuters, somebody in your life. The question I want you to talk about today is, when you read a story online or in print, how do you know and trust if it's true or not? We've also got some passages from the Bible to read, John chapters 11 and 12, and I want you to reflect as you read that, how do each of these events connect with Jesus' upcoming death? I'll have a great discussion and some good reading, and I'll see you tomorrow.